I think I finally got this fine piece of equipment fixed up. I've got to say that I'm glad Luke read that psalm. I heard it for the first time years ago, led by one of the great singers of the Brotherhood. And I've loved it ever since. Has some real high notes, so I haven't really led it. I may drop it a little bit and lead it sometime, but it's a wonderful song that we won't have to cross Jordan alone, and we won't have to. Lord willing, we'll be part of it, and we'll have brothers and sisters who will be part of it, and most of all, have a Lord who will be part of it. Tonight, I want to talk about remembering the goodness of God. I think I know, and I think that God knows our propensity to forget. And my wife will tell you that I'm an expert at that, in forgetting. But I think that may be why God wants His children to remember His goodness. He also, I think, surely knows that remembering His goodness is something that really helps us. Go back in the Old Testament, and to a quacking Israel facing a daunting enemy, God said, and I'm reading from Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning in verse 17. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them. Thou shalt remember what Jehovah thy God said unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. Thou shalt not be afraid of them. Thou shalt remember what Jehovah thy God did unto Pharaoh and to all of Egypt. The great trials which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the outstretched arm whereby Jehovah thy God brought thee out, so shall Jehovah thy God do unto all the peoples of whom thou art afraid. You see, remembering how God's goodness has helps us to overcome fear. Now, we haven't had the experience that the ancients had. You and I haven't, at least as far as I know, haven't fled from Pharaoh. But on the other hand, is there anybody here of much age who doesn't have his or her own stories to tell about what has happened in your life or in my life? We haven't faced any evil rulers, haven't faced any chariots filled with soldiers, but haven't we faced difficulties of other kinds? What about payments that we can't pay. And I can speak about that one. Because though I've forgotten a lot of things, I still remember that after I married a young lady, between our second and third years in college, God gave me an opportunity to preach. We went to a little church out the way, and we would arrive, and I'd teach the morning class. I would preach that morning. We would go home with one of the families. There we would eat. And that afternoon we would visit. We'd return for service. And at the end of the evening service, I would be handed a check. And you know what I did? I had to hurry back to Nashville, Tennessee, and get that little check and get it in the bank, because the check I had given for church was going to be a bad check if that check wasn't there and it wasn't on time. In fact, we didn't eat the fancy food. But I'll tell you, the little lady I married was a good cook. I weighed about 129 when we married, and after we'd been there 2 years and finished our schooling, I was somewhere around 160. So she could cook, and I could eat. So we got along very fine, but there were problems. And we didn't always eat the best food. We didn't eat a lot of steak and things like that, because we had things to pay that it was hard for us to pay. And I dare say that some others of us have had the same kind of difficulties. Maybe some of us have been at work, and the bosses, who apparently had some kind of problems in their life, decided they'd take it out on the employees. And here you and I are sitting as employees, and they work on us. And you and I have a problem. We have family problems, don't we? And sometimes we can't handle it by sitting down and talking one to another. I've come to shake a little when the sweet little girl I married said, "Buzz," that's my nickname, "we need to talk." And we'll sit down, we'll talk it over, and we'll work it over. But we try to avoid the problems. But let me mention one that maybe all of us are undergoing. What about a church that doesn't have a church house? I see one sitting right in front of me. And if you were at the old building the day I talked about it, I started by saying, "I don't like it." I didn't, and I don't. But you know what? If I don't just look at what is going on and I forget what is happening for the future and what may be ours and what may become ours and what we may enjoy, then I don't have a problem. If there's going to be a problem, it's a problem that I make for my own self. remembering the goodness of God. Is something that is going to enable us. It's going to be something that is going to help us. And it will help us remember how God provided and has helped us over the years, and give us courage to overcome our present hardships. Now I want to look at a different passage. And this one is in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. And it describes when David led God's people in restoring the Ark of the Covenant to return it to its rightful place. And he did so at the end by teaching them a song of thanks to the Lord, saying, and this is where I began reading, and this will bring us to the end, beginning in 1 Chronicles 16, and I'm going to start in verse 7. On that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren, to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among his people. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Take of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the world which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying to you, I will give the land of Canaan, also the allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is mercy forever. And say, save us, O God, our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. Conclusion. Let us always remember that God's provision, God's deliverance, and God's promises can and will always change things. And if there's anybody in this assembly who in your life needs to change in your relationship with God, if you will just reach out to God, stand up and walk down this aisle and let it be known, God is ready to receive you. Shall we stand and sing?